1. Anger. Everyone's problem. "I hate you, I hate you, I hate you," said Amber to her husband, Evan. "Why don't you just shut your mouth? All you ever do is moan and groan. You make me sick," was Evan's quick retort. Evan and Amber had come into my office for some marital counseling. Like countless other couples, they were expressing the anger and hostility that lay deep within them. Henry Brandt, one of the world's most respected biblical counselors, has suggested that anger is involved in 80% to 90% of all counseling. I would have to agree. Marital conflict abounds in our society. Divorce is on the rise and is a source of anger for many. Countless arguments revolve around visitation rights of parents. Some parents have become so angry that they have even kidnapped their own children so their spouse cannot have any contact. One of the biggest problems in second marriages is children from the first marriage. Arguments frequently flare up over discipline and child-rearing techniques. Alimony also creates anger. I read in the newspaper about a man who paid his alimony payments in nickels. Another man, a cement truck driver, was so mad at his former wife that he got even with her in a unique manner. Rolling down her car window, he filled the car with cement while it was parked in front of her house. One study indicated that 80% of couples who verbally abuse each other ended up in physical combat. Each year, 2 million women are beaten by their husbands. Approximately 40% of all women murdered were killed by their husbands. As an interesting side note, one study of male batterers indicated that the men were not out of control. Their heart rates even decreased during the times when they were emotionally upset. The study seemed to indicate that the men got violent on purpose in order to produce fear and to control their wives. A minister asked that I counsel his wife for an unrepentant affair she was having. Expecting to see a siren walk into my office, I was surprised to find a gracious, soft-spoken woman of 45 who told this story through her tears. Her husband was a dynamic minister, very successful in his church and admired by everyone. But he had one sin she could not excuse. He was an angry, hostile man whom she considered overly strict and physically abusive of our 3 children. He cannot control his anger and has on one occasion beaten our oldest son unconscious. When the boy turned 19, he ran away and joined a gang. Brokenhearted, she said, "From that day on, I lost all feeling for my husband." An extreme situation like this never occurs suddenly. It had been building up for years, primarily related to major disagreements over disciplining the children. She had learned to live with his other angry explosions, but she could not endure his manhandling of the children. Too fearful to voice her real feelings, she witnessed her husband's angry frustrations worked out on the heads, faces, and backsides of their children. Although she only interrupted on extreme occasions, she acknowledged dying a little each time he abused them. As it turned out, her affair was not a real love problem, but a retaliation intended to spite her husband. When the minister came in, he was obviously desperate. I was never sure if he sought help because he really loved his wife or if he was just trying to save his ministry. When confronted with his hostilities, he retorted, "If a man can't let down and be himself at home, where can he?" I was silent for a long time. As he sat there thinking, he finally admitted, "That sounds pretty carnal, doesn't it?" Before leaving, he came to realize that his anger was as bad or as worse than her adultery. Although this man was able to salvage his marriage, as far as I know, he has never regained his son. In all